Looking at the anime in architecture, what actually makes it unique?
Well, a lot of the animes, or Japanese anime, is actually sci-fi or fantasy worlds. And so they have a lot of imagined or fictitious worlds where the designers actually think up of something that's quite different to our urban environments. And they build the world based on the architecture and the concept layouts.
Are there some particular artists or movies being featured in this exhibit, especially movies we might have heard of?
Oh, for sure. So Ghost in the Shell is one of the most famous Japanese animation films. So we are featuring in the exhibition original work from Ghost in the Shell 1995 for a lot of fans for that, and also Innocence, which is the sequel to the Ghost in the Shell, as well as Pat Labor and Metropolis. Now, Ghost in the Shell is just absolutely amazing because they actually went to Hong Kong and took photos there and were very much inspired by it. So it's for us now, it's quite if you've been to Asia, and particularly in Hong Kong, you would notice some familiar buildings, but in a very science fiction setting.
I must admit, I'm not a big architecture buff, but when you talk about Ghost in the Shell and those kinds of works, huge fan of the kind of neo-futurism you see depicted in the backgrounds of those films.
Yeah, for sure. So I think a lot of, even now, a lot of people have seen films like Blade Runner, and they're very inspired by Japan. And even The Matrix, actually, was inspired by Ghost in the Shell. So in Japanese anime, they have a lot of architecture, which is based on Neo-Tokyo, like a metropolis, and a lot of neon lights. And that's what Ghost in the Shell is reflective of.
Has the style of architecture evolved in the history of anime?
So I think the process has definitely changed. So whereas animation style, you have very cartoonish styles, you have more realistic styles, and that's what Ghost in the Shell brought in, and as well as Pat Labor. So the architecture itself is based on cinematography techniques rather than just hand-drawn images, and they've brought in a lot of like fisheye lenses or bird's eye views, and they view the world of animation very differently from maybe the first anime series, which was actually Astro Boy. So they have definitely changed, and it has influenced a lot of current contemporary Japanese animation films.
What was actually behind the decision to put this particular exhibition together, looking at such a specific aspect of anime? I mean, was part of it inspired just by the rising popularity we actually see of anime in the West?
There's that too. So our curator, our gallery curator, Alison Groves, so she is always looking for different types of exhibitions to curate in our gallery to appeal to the more traditional crowds who might like textiles, but also to our anime-loving crowds, because we all know that Japanese anime is a very big phenomenon, especially overseas and in Australia. And he was following the exhibition curator, Stefan Rickels, who's based in Berlin. He found out about his exhibition, which was actually exhibited at the Museum of Mechanical Drawing in Berlin, and then brought to London. So we are actually the third city to actually exhibit anime architecture. And Stefan just explains there is so much important information we don't understand or don't know about these backdrops, which we exhibit in our exhibition, because they actually create the world that we actually watch through animation. So he was saying that the director of Ghost in the Shell, Mamoru Oishi, he wouldn't start animating the story. He would wait until the world itself, so the architecture, the layout, the space was developed before actually moving into the narration of the film. So it's a big, very important thing, very important and vital aspect of animation, especially in these science fiction films.
And just as a final point, I mean, okay, these are the science fiction films, and they've started with the real world architecture, moved to the real world architecture, and built upon it for films like, as you mentioned there, The Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell, visually gorgeous film, and has obviously inspired other films, as you mentioned there, like Blade Runner, and really our whole perception of neo-futurism in their backgrounds and the incredible work that they've done. Do you think we could be coming full circle where real-world architecture inspires the anime inspires these other takers, and then it comes around to inspiring a new take of architecture in the real world itself? As we look to the future and think, how do we design for the future, will we be looking at these films and such to think about how to design and build?
Oh, for sure. I think there's definitely an influence on both sides. Although I'm not an architect myself, so I won't be able to say whether they take much inspiration from animation. But I believe there is a lot of crossover in influence. So obviously animation is based on the real world. It takes its inspiration from very modern designs, and it transforms it into something that's futuristic by adding on extra elements. And in the same token, I'm sure a lot of architects would see these films and they just see something different, because it may be may not necessarily be a city in the next 100 years, but it's also, it shows worlds of dystopia, which we don't really imagine our real life world to be like.
And yet, you might say. Jessica, look, it sounds like an absolutely fascinating exhibition. Thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about this one.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me.